Let's talk with the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Welcome back to Victory News, and a happy Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. It's great to be with you.
All right. Newton's third law states for every action or force in nature, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Biden on day one stopped Trump's border policy that worked. Now we're living in the opposite reaction, it seems. With Biden now begging Mexico for help, is it likely Congress will do anything to Biden or Mayorkas during an election year?
They should. Biden should be impeached. Obviously, his crazy financial dealings and the corruption there's merits impeachment. But Biden could be impeached on how he's handled the border alone, and Mayorkas right with him. There's nothing that precludes. I mean, the footage you're showing as I'm talking is evidence enough of the insanity, the reckless, corrupt, malicious decisions to undermine our security the Biden administration has taken, and that alone is grounds to remove him from office. I don't think that the Republicans have either the stomach or the spine to do so, but if they were smart, they could act very strongly just based on the crisis we have right now.
Okay. Now, media outlets such as CBS cite growing negative polling data. More and more Democrats disagree on Biden's fitness to serve, a stumbling economy, his support for Israel. Now, recent news reveals his decline in popularity with Hispanic and Black Americans, all pointing to significant doubts about Biden's chances to win in 2024. Chris, how much longer can the Biden campaign keep going with those kind of numbers?
All the way to November of this year, or the year coming up, sadly. I think the only way that Biden is not the candidate on the ticket for the Dems is if there is some very obvious, very serious, you know, health issue where, and God forbid this happens, I'm not promoting this, but should there be some compromising health issue, he's their guy, and they're going to just double down on all their efforts and keep telling you how great everything is.
Now, three U.S. troops were injured in Iraq on Monday after a drone attack on an American airbase by Iranian-backed militias. In response, the United States launched a round of airstrikes against Hezbollah, Khatib Hezbollah is what it's called, a militia with ties to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Is the measured response military strategy, is this working for Joe?
It's a loser, and it has been from the very beginning. We're now well over 100, some would say close to 200 attacks on U.S. forces and U.S. bases overseas in the Middle East. There should have been an overwhelming military response right off the bat. Then the fact that we're allowing these Houthis to run around and conduct these ongoing raids in the Red Sea, they should have been crushed from the very beginning. And instead, we're going to play this tit-for-tat back-and-forth game that really only encourages our opponents to elevate, escalate, and increase the pressure and level of crisis.
Right. Ukraine now has taken credit for destroying a Russian ship while in the Crimean port of Feodosia. Reportedly, the ship was carrying attack drones. Is Ukraine becoming more skilled at defeating Russia?
No. I can virtually guarantee you that all the intelligence, the logistics, the targeting, everything in that particular strike was orchestrated and designed by the United States. And then they found a handy Ukrainian and said, come over here, push this button. And so a Ukrainian may have actually pulled the trigger or pushed the button to launch the attack. But that entire operation was a U.S. production from A to Z.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. All right, Chris, thank you so much. Back to you in just a moment. Once again, let's talk with the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. He knows a little bit about government transparency. The Freedom of Information request or FOIA request are being ignored by the Department of Justice in this case and the Community Relations Service. Chris, what is a FOIA request? Why are they so important for Americans?
So there's a law, there's a statute in the United States that says that anyone can ask the federal government for records and documents about the operations and activities of government. And the government has an affirmative obligation to provide those records to you. So you're not begging and asking and pleading, you're directing and ordering the government to respond to you as they are required to under the law. The sad news is that very, very often the government takes a pretty arrogant and disconnected approach and either fails to respond or just kind of goes through a very cursory administrative effort in responding to people. That's why Judicial Watch sues as often as we do. Judicial Watch is the largest Freedom of Information Act requester and the largest FOIA litigator in the country. The next three organizations combined don't equal the work that we do every year. And we've held that position for about the last 15 years. So we make use of these open records laws to get records and documents so that the American public can understand exactly what these agencies and these government officials are doing or not doing, how they're spending your money.
Yeah, it's because it's we the people, right? It's our government.
Correct.
They work for us.
Well, thank you. Servants.
Thank you for doing that. Now, protests organized by the Shut It Down for Palestine Coalition disrupted New York City's busiest shopping areas, chanting, "There can be no Christmas as usual." There are even reports of far-left protesters targeting Christmas carolers, antagonizing holiday travelers. Chris, how can Americans push back against the outright lies that these activists are serving up?
Yeah, I mean, just as a thought experiment, just imagine the inverse or the converse being true. Imagine various protests going on in places, objecting to religious celebrations or ceremonies in other parts of the world. You can imagine what would happen. But given that thought experiment, setting that aside for a moment, to answer your question, the best thing that we can do is exactly what the Victory News folks are doing, and that is tell the truth. And that defeats all the confusion, all the lies, all the distortions.
Okay, Texas and Florida are the fastest growing states. It appears California, Oregon, New York will again lose congressional seats due to people moving out of those states. Kind of a two-part question here. What impact will that have on Congress? And is this part of the reason for the immigration invasion?
I'll answer them in reverse. Yes, it is part of the immigration invasion. It's a response to it, really. People are voting with their feet, right? This is like people trying to flee East Germany and East Berlin and head to the West. The parallel is identical. The only caution is that that change in demographics can change what Texas and Florida look like, too, over the long term. So people are voting with their feet. They're tired of all the corruption, all the wasted money, and the ignoring of laws. And so now you see the consequence.
Okay, over the holiday, the Pope authorized blessing same-sex couples, to which Franklin Graham said if the Pope wants to extend an olive branch to the LGBTQ community, he could tell them he loves them enough to tell them the truth of how God defined marriage. Is Graham correct? Is the Pope blurring the lines?
He is 100% correct. The Pope Francis is doing nothing but sowing confusion. He may be well-intentioned, but his language is reckless, it's confusing, and it presents the image that somehow he's condoning the blessing of those relationships, and that does nothing but send shockwaves through Christianity of people saying, wait a minute, you're 180 degrees out from everything I've ever learned or taught or believed in. And so Franklin Graham is right on the nose. And I would wish that Pope Francis and those around him would not create so much confusion.
Yeah, I agree with you. Chris Farrell, thank you so much. Judicial Watch, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for what you do, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.